Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Wilson, if you think free radio's down? We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. So who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Wilson, if you think free radio's down? Mr. Stonehouse starts to jam at 5:21. And he goes home at 2 a.m. His dirty work is done. So watch out, Mr. Wilson, you have met your match in us. If you think you can crush us, we're afraid you've missed a bus. So who do you think you are hitting, Mr. Wilson, if you think the radio's done?
Come in. Yes?
Ian, are you the one who's working on the pirates, Bill?
Well, yes, I've got something to do with it, I have, yes.
Well, I've got a proposition for you, my boy.
Go on.
Don't wait for this bill to go through, it might miss. Now, you know how the boats are on the outside of the 3-mile limit?
Yes, we can't touch them out there, I know.
Well, I propose to bring them within to 2 miles of the coast.
And then we could nab them. Go on.
Well, most of the pirates are on the east coast, using my machines and equipment at very reasonable prices. We will set up outboard motors along the west coast and shift England and Scotland 1 mile to the east. Thus, the pirates will be within the 3-mile limit already.
And then we can prosecute them. Hello, Harold.
This is a story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past. The middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London, spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel. Life is hard. But as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food. They send comfort. And they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's Ariel. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.